Hola, soy Manuel, soy de Valladolid y este es un Spanish Tidbit. Vamos a verlo.
This Spanish Tidbit is a continuation of the last Spanish Tidbit, so if you haven't seen that one, make sure you go back and watch it. The link is below this video or in the description. Both these tidbits are prerequisites to the Spanish Quickie coming out in a couple days, and they'll help you to better understand that Spanish Quickie and get the most out of it. We're continuing with food in Mexico, or antojitos more specifically. Antojitos, remember, is the word used to describe the collection of all the foods in Mexico, like tacos, quesadillas, and burritos, but there are way more than that. First up today is the empanada, which literally means something to the effect of wrapped in bread. You can get empanadas all over the world. Sometimes they're called empanadas, sometimes meat pies, and probably some other names too. But while every empanada is different, and sometimes dramatically so, they're all basically pockets filled with meat. The pocket of an empanada is usually made from flour, wheat flour, but in Mexico, or at least in the Yucatan Peninsula, where I am right now, empanadas are made from corn. In the last Spanish tidbit, I told you about masa and how it's used to make different tortillas for different antojitos. Well, the empanada is no exception. For an empanada, the masa is flattened by hand, the thickness varies. Then on one side, they put whatever filling you want and fold the masa over the filling, sealing it on all sides, forming the pocket or envelope. The majority of empanadas in the world are baked, but in Mexico, they're normally fried. Also, normally, you just pick up an empanada and eat it, like a sandwich, but not in Mexico. Mexico, again, is different. More commonly around here in the Yucatan Peninsula, the empanada is put on a plate and then topped with stuff. It could be lettuce or lechuga, some nice crumbly cheese or queso sopero, at least around here that's what it's called, and crema, which is what they call sour cream. Or it can be a tomato sauce, salsa de tomate, like this one here. Those are some pickled vegetables of some kind on top. I have no idea, to be honest. This next one might not officially be an antojito. Is there an official list? But I consider the tamale to be in the same family. Around here, they just say tamal, so one tamale is un tamal. Two tamales is dos tamales. There are countless types of tamales, different sizes, different fillings, different cooking styles and times, but generally they take masa and fill it with stuff. Meat, peppers, sauces, all kinds of stuff. So you basically have a glob of masa with stuff in the middle. Then instead of grilling it, frying it, or toasting it, they wrap it in a banana leaf, or sometimes another type of leaf, and steam or boil it. So you end up with a cornbready texture. Some are really soft or suave, others are crispier or dorado. When you buy a tamal, it'll look something like this. Those are still wrapped in their respective leaves. Then when you open them up, they look like this. Okay, let's talk about relleno negro. Literally, that means black stuffing. They take masa and mix it with water and burned peppers. There's this certain pepper they use. They burn it and it churns everything black. Spices like cloves and peppercorns also add to the blackness. The point is, relleno negro is a black, corny stuffing. It's often seen in soup, which is just called relleno negro, with turkey, hard-boiled eggs, which are black, of course. Everything is black. The reason I bring up relleno negro when talking about antojitos is, relleno negro is also a common filling or topping for antojitos. You could get a taco with relleno negro, a panucho, salbute, empanada, or tostada, pretty much anything. Relleno negro is a soup or topping or filling. Okay, last but certainly not least, this is one of my favorites. Everybody knows about the taco. That's the go-to, tried and true antojito. Tacos are everywhere in Mexico. But oddly, the torta or sandwich is almost just as common. Be careful, elsewhere, torta usually means something else. In Mexico though, torta means sandwich. But not those boring sandwiches on square white bread. That's just called a sandwich or a sandwich. A torta comes on a baguette or a nice round roll. Good bread. I love tortas. Now, I know I told you most antojitos have one thing in common, masa or tortilla, but obviously the torta is an exception. I'm presenting it in this video though because truthfully, I consider it an antojito and they're served in the same places and on the same menus as antojitos. Don't forget, I'll be publishing a brand new Spanish quickie in a couple days. It's real video footage from Mexico of me eating dinner. So you'll get to hear everything I said and heard, and I'll analyze it all for you too, just like I did in the Lola video. Make sure you've seen the last Spanish tidbit. You'll better understand the upcoming Spanish quickie if you have. The link to that and the Lola video are both under this video or in the description. Until the next tidbit, my name is Jordan, and I love Spanish.